One of the key sticking points in South Sudan's peace process has been how many states should make up the country, and each of the political factions still have different views. But South Africa's deputy president, who is mediating between the parties, is hopeful the issue of the administrative units can be resolved.
There's renewed commitment to see the people of South Sudan regaining their peace, regaining their freedom, so that we can start in earnest to deal with the issues that concerns them.
However, another contentious issue is security sector reforms. The opposition group led by designated Vice President Riek Machar says it wants the various armed groups combined, retrained and redeployed before forming a new government. President Salva Kiir's group says the reforms are a process that will take time and believes the issue should not derail the formation of a unity government. The parties are scheduled to meet again before the end of this month, and the mediator says that would be the last round of talks to iron out any outstanding issues. The talks are scheduled to resume in about 10 days' time. South Sudan's government says it will use the period between now and the resumption of the talks to conduct the necessary consultations. Martin Elia Lomoro is South Sudan's cabinet affairs minister.
The decision made by the regimes in Khartoum and later by the competing leaders in South Sudan were political and hence complex to resolve within a short time frame.
Pretoria says it will continue to help Juba to try and find lasting peace in South Sudan. For now, that solution has still not been reached. Patrick Oyet, Juba, South Sudan.